Rob broke his microphone. I don't know what the hell you were doing right there. Getting hype for a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday? Yeah. Maybe we see if we can get Doc on the radio, because I think Doc's the MC tonight.
Oh, that's going to be some funny stuff there.
remember
the weddings?
Yeah, he did a good job at CJ's wedding.
Yeah, he didn't crack many jokes that night.
I was waiting for him, he played it straight.
He said, I couldn't do it tonight.
Our friend,
he held back.
Doc Walker was the officiant, I believe is the term, at our friend CJ's wedding and did a hell of a job. It was fun. So, B, earlier this morning we talked about Jaden and the emoji and the draft odds, and we kind of said, like, you know, when we hear something from a guy like Adam Schefter, we will listen. Mm-hmm. Here's Adam Schefter on the week that was in Commanderland.
Seemed to go over too well with the agent for Jaden Daniels, Ron Butler, who sounded off on social media last night that he didn't seem particularly pleased with the process. I think Jaden Daniels thought it would be a visit with just him, meeting with the Commanders. Many people think that Jaden Daniels will wind up being the number two overall pick, but the Commanders essentially opened up the process.
Opened up the process.
That was it, or that was the computer?
He's saying that the...
Now, I would just say make sure the computer didn't.
Yeah. Basically saying the agent is a little grumpy, which I kind of think is what we've all known.
Yeah,
right?
But, I mean, it's not like it's the first time happening. I mean, what I get annoyed by is when people act like something has never happened before, like an agent has never got grumpy about something with a team.
Or for the agent, Josh Norris, who's a friend of the program, I think Josh Norris is like Warren Buffett rich now because he's got in on the ground floor of that underdog fantasy. But Norris used to work with the Rams, right? And Josh Norris just tweeted this out. He said, when I was with the Rams, they would bring in a number of prospects at once. Take them to a Dave and Buster's. Observe how they interact with the public or peers who might also be competitors for a draft slot. Seems like Washington did the same.
See, and this is my thing, Jay. I have no issue with what they did. I've said that over and over again. But I've also heard people who have an issue with the fact that they had more than one person come in. Then they got a problem with the agent having a problem with it. You see what I'm saying? How can you have a problem with it, but the damn man that works for him can't have a problem with it?
I think if he really thought he was coming for a one-on-one and then he got there and it was 20 dudes at Topgolf, I could see that being frustrating. But I wonder if there wasn't some miscommunication, if he thought it was a one-on-one. Maybe, and I think it's vital to the process to point out, they had individual meetings the following day.
Yeah, it did. But like I'm saying, again, I don't have a problem with it happening. But if they thought it was a one-on-one, I can understand it. But I'm not going to sit up here and have a problem with it and then get mad at the agent for having a problem with it. You get what I'm saying? I can't do that one. That don't make sense to me.
I still don't know what, if any, impact this will have on Thursday night. I think if they liked Drake May the most 2 weeks ago, they're going to like Drake May the most next week. If they liked Jaden Daniels the most 2 weeks ago, they're going to like Jaden Daniels most next week.
Yep.
The agent being upset is like, so people are.
He made a comment. I haven't. If I had seen him go and do a damn story or something and say this or had done an interview and said he was upset, he put an emoji up. All that extra stuff is everybody else assuming what he's thinking and how he's thinking it. He might have was a little annoyed by it. I've been annoyed but not been upset.
Well, I also think agents get annoyed by clubs all the time. Now, maybe they're not in the driver's seat.
And vice versa.
Right. Maybe they're not in the driver's seat of the number two overall, of a potential number two overall pick, the Heisman Trophy winner. But, like, in my world as a reporter, we always have to deal with the head of PR, whether that is for a sports team or a league. Like that's my counterpart in the information business, right? And there are natural friction points between reporters and PR. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
Now, most of the time you maintain a good relationship, but I know there are PR people that I've had disagreements with, that we've yelled at one another, but we're cool. You come out the other side of it. In the football personnel business, the football operations business, and the player representation business, there are clear natural friction points.
Always. And you cannot allow it to dictate how you move forward.
And what I'll say specifically is Peters has a pristine reputation with agents from around the country. So if Jaden Daniels...
And even in that situation, though, pristine reputation don't mean he's never had a disagreement with somebody.
Totally. And B, I would say this is a one-sided transaction here. Like, if Jaden Daniels' agent is unhappy and the Commanders draft him, nobody's going to care. He's going to go number two overall. He's going to make more money. He's going to come. Now, maybe the Commanders don't want to deal with him, or maybe they're put off by this process. That's the only direction the transaction can be impacted.
If they truly like Jaden Daniels, this transaction will do nothing to it. I just, you know, like him being seriously upset, I don't think that's been proven. Him probably having an issue with it, that's something that's proven. And guess what you do with those? It's just like a bump in the road. You hit it and you keep moving.
Keep it moving.
If your bumper didn't fall down, you don't have no reason to stop.
Keeping it moving. Phone lines open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's a miracle. The phones work. The computer works. We're taking your calls. You get to ask an NFL legend anything you want. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything. Next.